Gabe Baker. I'm 16.
What kind of student are you in high school? Are you a jock? Are you a nerd? Are you a class clown? What kind of student?
I've had a lot of archetypes because I'm in like all the honors classes that I'm definitely kind of a nerd. But I also do a lot of sports and go to lift weights way too much. So it's kind of a mixture between those two. But also, depending on the class, I tend to be the class clown and give the teacher a hard time.
So you're literally like all three
I'm
of those things?
I'm just extra.
Is there, of those three, is there one that you think you're most?
Did Eric go get the jock on you?
I've been a nerd for the longest, but I'm kind of transitioning towards being more of a jock.
Okay, yeah. I see. And speaking of jock stuff, how many times did you flex into the mirror today?
I don't have enough fingers.
Okay,
ten
okay.
Times.
Fair enough. What was the most trouble you got into as a kid?
Probably when I broke your TV.
Oh, that's true. You did. Yeah, do you want to tell the story about breaking my TV?
Yeah, so I was playing a video game, right? I was, not enough, seven maybe?
Yeah, maybe eight.
Maybe the age. And it was this video game, and I kept losing. And I got a little angry, so I just gently set down the controller, and the TV kind of just shattered.
Yeah, right.
You threw the controller at the TV.
I
he was downstairs in the basement where I, you know, and he was by himself. And I came, I think I heard the noise, and I came downstairs, and, like, the TV is shattered because he had thrown the thing at it. But he wouldn't admit it. He told me, he was like, Dad, it was the weirdest thing. Like, I just very gently set the controller on the floor, and the TV just shattered because he didn't want me to know. But I'm too smart for that.
That's true.
What is your favorite memory of your parents growing up? Like a tradition or a meal or something we always do?
Probably my favorite is whenever we take a picture. Like you always say cheese, right? But we never say cheese. We always just say either bald Scott or bald spot because we make fun of my dad for being bald a lot, especially through Scouts. And it kind of originated with Scouts with me and my buddy Tanner. We just always make bald jokes. So whenever we take a picture now, instead of saying cheese, we always go bald spot.
My favorite tradition with Gabe is that anytime we see a carousel, he is bound by family law that he has to take a picture on the carousel.
So basically, one time, I don't remember, we were on a carousel, right?
I don't remember.
Like, we saw a carousel. I'm like, no, I don't want to ride a carousel. I was like, I don't know, 13. I'm like, I'm too cool for that. And then they made me on the carousel, so they have this picture of me just looking ticked on a carousel. So every time you see a carousel, they make me ride it and take a picture. Like, especially like the little ones, like you see in like a mall.
Like the really tiny ones that are like as big as this fire pit.
Yeah.
They're great.
So like there's far too many pictures of me looking annoyed on a carousel. It's my dad's favorite thing.
Okay, next question. I'm going to make sure we're still. Okay, question number whatever. What was your first job?
So my first job, I kind of have two first jobs in my mind. Unofficially, I had a job working as a DM for Geeks and Games. So I did that for like 4 years, and I made... It was like...
You might have to explain what a DM is.
That's basically, I ran a D&D game every Sunday.
You might have to explain D&D. Because people that... Okay, George is going to be listening to
that's
this.
That's true.
And I got to remember, no the old people don't know anything about this.
So
yeah.
George is just for you. So it's basically... It's this game where you roll dice and you pretend to be a character. It's pretty new. I know some dinosaurs haven't heard of it.
So how old were you when you did that?
I think I started, was I like, I don't know, 10 or 12? I was pretty young.
And how much did you get paid?
It was like $10 every like 4 hours. It was pretty bad.
Okay.
But, you know, it was fun. I enjoyed doing it. It wasn't for the money.
What about your current job?
So now I'm working at a place called Wayward Sandwiches in Canby, which is a high-end sandwich place. It's all farm-to-table, and we do sell a lot of imported wine. And I work as a dishwasher there, kind of just gaining experience because eventually I kind of want to progress in that culinary area.
When you get older and get married, do you want to have a big family like this or a small family?
So that's a pretty good question because I hate kids.
Agreed.
With good reason. But I also see like a lot of this family stuff and like all these big families are like really fun. So, I don't know, I wouldn't mind it. I definitely do want to have kids, probably at least two.
Wait, does that mean you hate me?
I hate everyone.
Absolutely.
There's not a single person I don't hate.
You're like Gordon Ramsay, like, he's not racist. He hates all races equally.
What?
Okay.
What? Come on.
Jeez.
Rein it in over there. Who's your parents' favorite child?
Definitely Roland.
No, it's not.
He
definitely Roland, like no question.
He gets along with you the most because of the computers, and he gets along most because he actually is like, he's actually home. So my mom likes that, and he'll also like go and run and give her hugs. He's still little. Also, there's no way he gets away with as much stuff as he does.
Because they don't pay attention to me.
Without being the favorite.
Because they don't care.
No comments, Roland.
Okay, let's see. Do you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
I do. I've been dating my girlfriend, Sky, for over a year now.
Where did you meet Sky?
It's kind of a funny story. So I knew her in, like, 8th grade because she did a play, but I had, like, no interest with her. I barely talked to her. And then she'd always, in freshman year, she'd always walk in the band room to walk with her friend in the next class, and I would just say hi. And then I remember texting her one day. I was at Grandpa's house, and it was like, I don't know, like 10 at night. I just messaged her because I was bored, because whenever we go to Grandpa's house, he just watches like the Fishing Channel, and we just sit on our phones.
Sorry, John.
No, I'm not sorry, Grandpa. I enjoy it, though. It's fun going fishing with you. Anyways, I remember texting her. We just talked for a while, and eventually I asked her if she just wanted to go to a movie, and I've been dating her ever since then.
What movie was your first movie you saw? Do you remember?
Oh, what was it? That's a good question. I want to say it was probably a horror movie. I think we both really like horror movies. I think we just mentioned like liking horror movies. She's like, yeah, me too. So I think we went to a horror movie. I'm not sure which one, though. Was it? It was not Batman.
Batman's not a horror movie.
Okay, all right. What... do you want to go to college?
I do want to go to college.
And what do you want to study in college?
So I have two career paths right now that I'm interested in, culinary and pharmaceutical sciences. So right now I'm on track to graduate with a lot of AP credits. So I'll graduate with at least half an associate's degree. So I want to go to CCC with the Oregon Promise for free, basically, and finish that up. And then depending on, I'm going to continue to work in restaurants all throughout high school and probably my first year of college. And if that doesn't work out, I would probably pursue pharmaceutical sciences, probably going to somewhere like, I don't know, probably OSU or something. I haven't really looked into that too much. But what I really want to do, even though there's no money in it, is I want to work in the culinary business. So after getting my associate's degree, I want to go to culinary school. And with the idea of owning my own restaurant. And my really biggest goal is to own a Michelin star restaurant, so a really high-end restaurant.
Cool. Last question. What was the craziest, funniest prank you ever pulled on your siblings or your siblings pulled on you?
Okay, so in my family, we definitely, like, jump scare each other a lot. So we'll hide behind a door, hide under a bed. That's pretty funny. So one time I remember I was underneath, my dad's like, rolls in the shower, go scare him. So I go get underneath his bed. And so I hear him, and so the funniest part was while I was underneath his bed, I caught him sneaking the Switch.
The
Nintendo Switch, so a video game console.
Because George, George won't have any idea what
a
Nintendo
video
or a
game,
Switch
George,
is.
George, it's a thing with a screen, and you push some buttons, and people just do it for fun. It's like a board game, but, like, digital.
So you're hiding under Roland's bed, waiting for him to get out of the shower so you can jump scare him, right?
Yeah, okay. So I see the Switch, I was like, I'll just leave it there. So I'm underneath his bed, and I hear my dad like, all right, Roland, get in bed, I'm going to come tuck you in. Roland gets in bed, and he hears that. I'm just going to come tuck him in. So he, like, kicks the Switch underneath his bed more, like, into me.
To hide the Switch.
Yeah.
So that I won't see it when I come in.
I still don't react. I just lay there, and it gets in bed. And I reach up from under the bed, and I scare the crap out of him. And then I'm basically like, hey, Roland, nice Switch. And he was so ticked because he got scared, and he got caught sneaking. It was pretty glorious.
And then you walked into our bedroom with the Switch. And you're like, Roland had this under his bed, and I think he got grabbed.
I gave you
a hug. Yeah. I love you too, bud.
Okay, that's it. Are there any other stories you want to tell that you think are worth telling while we're here?
I'm sure there are.
You want to tell the story about getting lost on the mountain?
Oh, damn it. Yeah, fine. So, I've been doing scouting since I was in 1st grade, right?
Yep.
So that's always been a part of my life. So, going to the wilderness, doing hikes, getting rare badges. So, one of the things we do, because I'm one of the older people on the troop now, is we were like, let's go climb Mount St. Helens. This was me and my buddy Tanner and his dad and a couple other scouts and some of Tanner's older brother and his friends. So I don't think it was an official Boy Scout event, was it?
No.
No, it was just kind of, so there's some Boy Scout people there.
It was during COVID, so it was.
So we basically go to climb Mount St. Helens. We stay the night before, we get our tent set up, and we got pretty early in the morning to go climb. We're doing great. I'm like, all right, I'm feeling good. I'm pretty athletic, so I'm like, I'm doing fun. I did the hiking part through the forest done. We tried to climb, and it's a steep mountain. It's like, it's rocky. It's like just giant boulders, which you're kind of climbing across. And to get to the top, it's like, it's just pure gravel. So it's like, you take a step up and you like slide just a half step down. So it was pretty brutal. I remember, like, I was like 75% of the up, way up, and my legs were just locking up. I was super tired. I had to like stretch just to make my legs move. But honestly, I get to the top. I'm like, yes, I did it. So we stayed there for like an hour and we're chilling. So me and my buddy Saxon, we're going on the way down. And Saxon, I was going a little bit slower. So Saxon splits off. And so I'm just going down the mountain. I'm not thinking about it. And what I wasn't thinking about is when you go up a mountain, there's only one way to go up. It kind of just goes in a triangle point up. There's a lot of way to go down. So I ended up going way too much to the left and got lost. So I tried to look. I'm like, I think I know where I am, maybe. Try to climb back up. But the snow was super slick, and I couldn't do it. So I'm like, crap. So I kind of sat there for a while. I'm like, well, I don't know where I am, but I know there's a forest down there, so I keep going, and I at least go to the forest where there's, like, shelter and trees and materials and stuff. So all I have on me right now is my day pack. So I have very limited resources. I have a little bit of food, a little bit of water, 10 essentials, which are just things you take in your day pack. Nothing a lot. I didn't have a tarp. I didn't have a tent. I didn't have any of that. I had, like, fire starters. That was pretty much it. And, like, my coat and that. So I start climbing down, I get all the way down, and I keep marching. I'm like, well, eventually I'll get there. I just gotta keep going. I keep going, keep going. I keep walking, and eventually it gets dark, and I'm like, well, crap, I shouldn't keep going in the dark. I don't want to get hurt. I should just stop and wait and maybe see if someone finds me or something. So I stop by this dead stump, and I start tearing off limbs and branches and leaves, and make a pretty decent lean-to. That's when you basically have a bunch of sticks, and you lean them up against something else to make a shelter, so it's basically covered, that keeps a little bit of the warmth in. And I made like a kind of bed of grass, and I made a giant bonfire, like one of the biggest fires I've ever made. So I'm sitting there, ate a little bit of food, had the fire going, was in my lean-to, and eventually, like, I should probably get to bed, so I get in my lean-to, fire's going, I'm decently warm because it's a big fire, and it starts raining. And it's like, lean-to is pretty good, but I don't have a tarp or anything, so the rain was just going straight through. So basically, the only thing I had is, like, my jacket to keep me warm in the fire. And eventually, I was able to, like, I started to drift off. It was about 3 in the morning at this point. And I hear a voice, and I perk up, and I see the rescue people, Search and Rescue, were there. And I was almost a little mad, because I was tired. I wanted to go to bed. But, yeah, so we went, so they told me a trail. The trail was, like, half mile off to my right. Which was a little annoying. I would have just kept looking for, like, I don't know, maybe half an hour. I might have found the trail. But, yeah, I go back to the campsite, and we end up, like, talking to my parents. My parents are still freaking out. My mom says she wasn't freaking out, but I could tell she was totally freaking out. I think my dad is pretty scared, too, and all my friends, and the leader was freaked out.
Was Roland?
No, Roland wasn't there.
I was at the beach, and I was playing a board game with Grandma, and Grandma's just like, oh, hey, Roland, your brother's lost on a mountain. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
But it was a happy ending. Search and Rescue found you.
Yeah.
Well, and then you came home.
So there's some pretty funny parts. So the thing was, I had kept going, because I'm like, I'm not at the campsite. I'll just keep going, I'll find something. The thing was, I had got down to the base of the mountain, and it's like, I don't know, like 1 or 2 miles from the forest area to the campsite. So I just kept walking and walking, though. So I had gone 6 miles past the campsite after climbing up and down a mountain. So that was pretty funny. What they said, though, was that's pretty a common place that people get lost because of the signage on the way down to the mountain is pretty poor. So it's like, they're like, yeah, we pretty much knew where you'd be. You were just kind of a little farther than we expected. But, yeah, that was an experience, and I've gotten a lot of flack about that, like a lot.
And you will probably for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you know, it was just a surprise extra night, and it was very fun. I could use my wilderness survival skills. Good time.
What are wilderness survival skills?
All right.
The listeners demand.
To know what wilderness survival skills
when
are?
You go and stay in the wilderness with basically rudimentary supplies.
Okay.
And survive in the wilderness.
All right, that's it. Thank you.